Now, the Greater Accra Regional Secretariat of the Ghana Private Road Transport Union, GPRTU, has vehemently kicked against and also expressed displeasure over a directive for all members to use seat belts in their vehicles. They say the directive by the Driver and Vehicle Licensing Authority, DVLA, was not arrived at through broad consultation with the union. At a media briefing in Accra, its chairman Robert Saba said the new directive should be directed to long-distance vehicles and not the members who operate commercial buses. We are joined in the studio by Fred Yevu, who attended the press conference to give us more about this story. Welcome to the studio, Fred.
Yeah, thank you, Doreen.
So what more can you tell us about this this thing by the GPRTU to kicking against the directive from the DVLA?
Yeah, actually, when I got to the Nat Hall, the place was charged with songs and shouts from members of the DVLA. Actually, they are kicking against a directive by the Driver Vehicle License Authority, the DVLA, that says that from the beginning of this month, all commercial vehicles must make sure that they provide seat belt for themselves and also especially also for their passengers. So today at the news conference, this what happened, this what transpired.
From the beginning of this month, that is September, our members who went to the DVLA registration point with new passenger vehicles were refused the registration because there were no seats seated in their vehicle, and have since parked them in their various places, indicating loss of revenue, even though they bought those vehicles through bank loans. Meanwhile, the DVLA, in consultation with Ghana National Association of Garages, have just selected more than 300 mechanics from 65 garages who are to another 3 weeks training. We are certain that the press, as the fourth exit of the rest, will carry this information for the amendment of this legislation. The way, I'm assuring you that I will cross the bridge when we get there.
No, I believe that was the Greater Accra chairman, the chairman of the Greater Accra GPRTU. Now, I believe you also spoke to some of the drivers. What did they tell you? How did they react to this whole thing?
Well, actually, the drivers were seriously against it. Well, some of them were saying that, well, this directive, at least, if it will be enforced, we have to make sure that at least we have a factory that produces seat belts in the country, and here's the case too. Those cars, when they come, they don't come with a seat belt. So where is the DVLA expecting them to get those seat belts from? So these are some of the things that they said. That's why.
The fact is that you have been in this business for a long time, but very unfortunately, what they are bringing to us is not good for us because the seat belts are not available in the country, and as at now, we cannot also use it because you have a lot of vehicles in the country which have not seat belts, and the one we have been using in the country is cargoes. We maintain the seats and then help us and then use it in Ghana, so we can't use the seat belts. And the thing is, our passengers have been boarding the vehicle and then they have been alighting down very shortly, so the seat belt cannot be good for them.
In the long distance, they can use the seat belt, but the torture from Choco to Accra and this thing, how can we move the seat belt? For short distance, there we can't use this thing, but maybe somebody will hire you to maybe let's take his Aswa or Cape Coast. The seat belt is only for torture and all the commercial car.
You know, the thing is, any car you send there, so far the car is not specified as a torture. You go for a commercial registration, yellow plate. Yellow map, which is a commercial one. They have denied us long journey or torture. They won't give you the number plate.
So those were some drivers reacting to a directive from the DVLA that they should fix seat belts in passenger cars.